Now, the second age, the second segment of history, could be called the age of divine kingship. It could also be called the River Valley Age, or the age of agriculture. It corresponds in scientific terminology to the Neolithic period of the Stone Age, plus the Bronze Age and the Iron Age. And it's during this period that man discovered or invented agriculture, learns to till the soil, to sow, and to reap, to bake bread, and other simple things of that kind. And it's during this period also that man began to settle down in villages, to give up his nomadic, his wandering, his roaming life, to settle down in villages, in towns, and eventually even in cities. And he tended, we find, especially to settle down in the great river valleys of the world, especially in the valley of the Tigris and Euphrates, the valley of the Nile, the valley of the Indus and Ganges, and in the valleys of the Huang Ho and the Yangtze Qian. This period, this age, the age of agriculture, was also the age in the course of which the alphabet was invented. And with the alphabet, of course, came literature, practically as we know it today, history, and other forms of knowledge, such as geometry, astronomy, and so on. During this period, we also find that administration and government were very much developed. Even great empires came into existence. And with the empires, with the states, with the armies, with the rulers, there came into existence war and peace. There also came into existence during this period law, and the administration of law, commerce, finance, and so on. And of course, art and religion, known even during the primitive period, these were further developed and elaborated. And especially we find during this period, the agricultural age, age of divine kingship, that agricultural myths and fertility myths originated. Now, all this happened, let us not forget, all this happened very, very recently, within the last 10,000 years of human history, out of 500,000 years, or at the most, within the last 15 to 20,000 years.